produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back with Dr. Hilary Chambers, naturopathic physician, and we're talking about gut health and healing the gut. So when things start to get inflamed and irritated and it's hard to digest, what are some of the go-tos that we can use to help when things just don't feel right?
Yes, you're right. That when things just don't feel right, that's often an indicator that there's that inflammatory process in the gut lining. So one of my favorites is actually a pairing of two different nutrients. One is called L-glutamine, and the other one's called N-acetylglucosamine. Now, these two work really, really well together because, I like to think about it like a Lego wall. So if you think about your gut lining, it's a single cell wall between what's inside the gut and what's inside your body. And that single cell is quite delicate. And so we can get little holes kind of in that gut wall. So I think about it like a single layer of a brick wall made out of blue Lego blocks. And mm-hmm. So if I picture that, I got to picture it vividly in my mind.
I got it.
Okay, so then if you are eating protein, so say you eat chicken or you eat some beans, you're going to get a whole bunch of different colors of Lego blocks that you could slot in there to try to fix up that blue wall. But if you take L-glutamine at the appropriate dose, and this is something that we really have to make sure of, we need to have about 5,000 milligrams per day of L-glutamine. If you take it at the appropriate dose, it's like giving your body a whole bin of blue Lego blocks. So it can go in and it can really fix up that wall. And if we take it with N-acetylglucosamine, it's almost as though we're giving you the little Lego man to go in and actually do the building itself. So what the glucosamine does is it boosts the mediators that rebuild the structure of the intestinal wall. So it boosts blood flow and it brings oxygen and nutrients in there so that we can repair the tissue. And then the glutamine are the building blocks. So it's this perfect combo between the two of these things to give the body everything it needs to fix up that really delicate wall between our gut and our body.
These sound like really good tools to have in your toolkit if you have leaky gut or if you have irritable bowel.
Absolutely. Even if you have things like celiac disease or IBD, these can also be really, really beneficial for helping to heal the damage that may have been done due to your autoimmune condition. So, yes.
Okay. And so healing the gut would be important before we start trying to move toxins through?
Yes. So oftentimes we talk about we think about the upper digestive tract, which you're right, Kathy. Like one thing I didn't mention about our bowels that's so important is it's the elimination of toxins. So it's how we get all the bad stuff out of our bodies. So if we don't have a really great gut barrier, it can, and especially if we're constipated, we can start reabsorbing some of those toxins, and it can make us feel really tired and sluggish. It can give us headaches and muscle pains and joint pains. So, yes, going and fixing that gut lining also makes sure that when we're excreting and eliminating toxins from our body, they're actually going out and not getting reabsorbed.
Wow, that's a good trick.
Yeah, it's a good trick.
What else could we do to make sure that things are functioning properly?
We could also make sure that we are reducing inflammation that may have already been happening in the bowels. So we're making sure that we are eating an anti-inflammatory diet, as we spoke about before. And then we can use other herbs like marshmallow, which is one of my favorite ones. It is extremely protective of the gut. And it is anti-inflammatory for the gut lining. So if you've had damage that's already been done to the gut, yes, we need to rebuild that gut wall. Yes, we need to build up those, bring the blood flow into the digestive tract. But we also maybe need to heal some of the damage to those existing cells that may already be there. So marshmallow is one of my absolute favorite herbs that can work on that damage that's already been done in the gut.
And so gentle, like it kind of is a demucilant creating more flow through the bowel.
That's right. It's super gentle. I think of it kind of like a big hug for our digestive
hug
tract.
For your bowel.
Yeah. It's a cozy and lovely thing. A lot of people, I really like to have it even as a tea, but as a herb in and of itself, if you find it, you know, in a product or even in a capsule, it works really, really well to be soothing and gentle.
Mm. Hillary, what's your thoughts on going totally gluten-free if you're not a celiac? Is it still a good idea, or does it matter if we get a bit of gluten?
Everybody's going to be different. So I will preface this by saying everybody's body is unique. Mm-hmm. So for some people, they can eat gluten and have perfect bowel movements and no inflammation in their body, and their skin is healthy and there's no brain fog. I will tell you, Kathy, I am not one of those people.
That's why you studied digestion so much.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, I find that for most people who don't have celiac disease, what I would suggest doing is making sure that your gut lining gets a little bit of TLC every once in a while. And that's going to help to reduce some of the impact that these inflammatory foods have on your body. So if you notice that when you eat, for example, gluten, and then you get, maybe your eczema gets worse, or you get acne, or you feel tired, or you get a headache, or your IBS flares up, that's an indicator that you need a little gut TLC. Mm-hmm. And you may notice after you do some gut TLC, you can get away with a little bit of gluten here and there without it causing a problem.
Nice.
But the key is a little bit, right?
Right.
Not getting too far with it. And everybody has their own threshold and their own limits. But I will say that gluten is basically just a big molecule. So I think about it like, you know, if your immune system is a bull, your eating gluten is kind of like waving a red flag at it. It's just a big target.
Come and get me, eh?
Come and get me. Let's go. Fire okay. up. And what that's going to do is stimulate that immune system. So, you know, I try to keep my gluten to a minimum to keep my, you know, the immune system not too fired up. But because what goes on is we actually release a molecule called zonulin when we have gluten, and zonulin is going to cause that leaky gut that we spoke about earlier. So again, just making sure we're mindful and checking in with your body and seeing how you feel if you have it or if you don't.
Mm-hmm. And probiotics, you know, you talked about antibiotics causing grief to the digestive system. How do we choose and pick a probiotic, a good bacteria, to help take the inflammation out and create healthy gut lining?
Great question, because there are so many probiotics available to us now. And I'm really a big proponent of knowing exactly which strains and how much of each strain is in a probiotic supplement. If your probiotic says proprietary blend and it doesn't tell you exactly what's in it, that makes me a little nervous. I like to know exactly what strain and how much of each one, because each strain will have different actions on the body. And some strains will get your immune system fired up. Some strains will calm your immune system down. Others might cause your bowels to move faster or slower. Some strains are better if you have depression. So it's important to know.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's important about probiotics is we should be able to look up their references and see very clearly that there's research to show that it survives the stomach acid environment, mm-hmm. and that it colonizes the bowel. And if there's not adequate research to show that both these two things get a big check mark, then again, it's something that I might shy away from using with my patients. We really need to be sure that it survives, mm-hmm. and then that it thrives when we
right.
get it down into the bowel. Mm-hmm.
And so if we're looking at ileum, small intestine, is there one better for upper GI tract and that, mm-hmm. like if we're getting specific?
Yeah, without getting too specific to the exact strain, but most of our lactobacillus acidophilus, and there's a bunch of different types of those ones, which is even more nitty-gritty, but
yeah.
the lactobacillus species tend to colonize the small intestine, whereas our bifidobacterium species tend to colonize the large intestine, but you'll see a little bit of crossover and overlap. But that's sort of our, if we're painting with broad strokes, that's a great rule to be using. So we want to make sure we're addressing both cases, the small and the large intestine, again, mm-hmm. for most healthy people. Yeah.
Yeah. And then how do we, you know, if we buy some probiotics and we put them in and it's all feeling good, how do we nurture and support those so that we don't have to take probiotics all the time?
Oh, good question. So we want to be feeding them fiber. So fiber actually doesn't feed us as human people. Fiber feeds our gut bacteria. So the gut bacteria will flourish with them. And I think a lot of people are using the term prebiotic, which is a correct term, but all prebiotics really are things that feed bacteria, things that feed our probiotics. So if you're eating a diet with lots of fiber, you are feeding your probiotics. So, you know, making sure you're having lentils and beans, oatmeal, flax seeds, chia seeds, almonds, okra, sweet potato. I could go on and on and on. But your healthy fiber is really where you're going to nurture and support that gut flora.
So, and that takes you right back to the whole foods diet that you suggested in the beginning.
That's exactly it. Very full circle, Kathy.
Full circle. Here we've come full circle. And hydration. Is there any good insights into hydration and how much?
Yes. Hydration is a tricky thing. I find that, of course, everybody has their own different perfect amount of water they need each day. Reminders that coffee does not count as water. Pop certainly should not be in your system at all, but it doesn't count. I don't count milk, and I certainly don't encourage juice. But things like herbal tea, and if you're having soda water, for example, those will count toward your water intake. And we want to be having at least 2 liters, sometimes up to 4 liters of water per day, depending on your height and your weight and your body fat composition and your physical activity. There's so many factors. But I find that if you're constipated, which again is having fewer than one fully evacuating bowel movement per day, or if you're not urinating once every about hour to 2 hours, and that urine isn't pretty one step away from clear, you're probably a bit dehydrated and you should crank up your volume of water or liquid intake. And then you should reevaluate how your bowels and your bladder are responding to that.
So much good information, Hillary. We're going to have to end this interview, but I'd like you to tell everyone where they can find, do you have a web page? Do you have any way that people can connect with all this wonderful information you've shared?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of the information that I've talked about today is available on myhealthology.ca. That's myhealthology.ca is a wonderful resource for even more information. If you look at our gut section, there's lots of articles written by me about how you can make sure that your bowels are happy and healthy and get a great understanding of the impact that bowel health has on our overall, our bodies and our health.
Thanks so much, Hillary, and thanks for all the work you do helping people stay well and get well.
Thank you so much for having me today, Kathy. Take good care.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we'll be back.